The Pharisees asked the Lord Jesus a yes or no question in order to get him in trouble, because if he said yes, you should pay tax to Caesar, the Israelites would not like Jesus, because remember that the Romans are occupying the land and they are levying heavy taxes upon the Jews. But if he said no, then he will get in trouble with the Roman authority. The Lord Jesus' answer was that you are asking the wrong question. It is like if we had Jesus in front of us today, and we come to him and say, Jesus, you are the Son of God. What a wonderful thing that you are here, that I see you face to face. I'm going to ask you a question. What brand of toothpaste should I use? You know, it's like that. It's an irrelevant question, asking such a personage. It's like saying to Jesus in front of you, you are the second person of the Holy Trinity. You are God. And you are standing right in front of me, and I get to ask you one question. Can I ask you what I should have for breakfast tomorrow? See, we don't do that. And that's what the Pharisees were doing, asking the irrelevant question. The Lord Jesus gave the answer to the question that should be asked. And that is, Lord Jesus, how do I and my family go to heaven? How can we go to heaven? The Lord Jesus wants for us to ask the question that matters. And he gives the answer. The answer is, give to God what belongs to God. Of course, all of us know what belongs to God, right? Everything. But for the sake of understanding better and more practical in our lives, I want to give us three categories of things that belong to God that we must give him. The first category of all the things that belong to God that God can lay claim on that we must give him because it is his due is worship. Now, worship is different than prayers, because prayers we can do in private, you see. Worship is something that must be public, because worship is a declaration that I believe in God, that I declare to the whole world that God is alive. And so to worship God must be done in public. It's a public proclamation. And this is why the early church throughout the ages, they understood this. And this is why many of Catholics died. From the Roman time to the modern time, the time of my native land, the time now in different parts of the world, that Catholics would die. Do you know that many of the martyrs would have lived, would have survived, if they just prayed privately at home? If they have just stayed home and read the Bible, they would have been saved. But they ventured outside of their home in order to worship God, publicly declare their faith in God. And that's why they die. And incidentally, the word martyrs is the Latin word that means give witness. So many of the early Christians, today. For example, in Nigeria, in the last month, hundreds of Catholics have been kidnapped, tortured, and murdered, including priests and nuns. It's happening today, right now. Those folks would have been safer if they did not go to Mass. But they know that they must give to God what belongs to God. In the first category of all things that belonging to God is to give God worship. The second category of things that belonging to God that we must give to God is thanksgiving. Now, when we say thanksgiving, of course, we think of, you know, the day, Thanksgiving Day. We think of the times when God gives us a lot of blessings, the times when things are going right in our lives, and we make a list of things that we must thank God for. But when we say that we owe it to God, that it belongs to God, thanksgiving, we're actually saying that we must thank God all the time. No matter either things are going right or wrong, whether we receive something from God or not, we owe it to God to thank Him always. When I was a young priest in San Juan Capistrano, my first assignment there, I was called to the emergency room. I think it was St. Joseph. The mission hospital down there. And in the emergency room, there was a young man who has jumped the train and fell and got ran over and is going to lose one of his legs. And they warned me this. Come to the hospital. There's a young man, you know, going through this. And driving there, I was a very young priest, I'm thinking, what am I going to say to the guy? I mean, the guy is in terrific pain. The guy is going to lose his leg. The guy is suffering. What can I say to, you know, encourage him or strengthen him or whatever? So I thought about it, I prayed about it. And I got to the emergency room, opened the door and came in. To my surprise, there was this bright-faced young man looking at me and said to me, "Oh, Father, I'm so glad you're here. And I am so grateful to Our Lady of Guadalupe. I am so grateful to God that I still have one leg," he said. That's the kind of thanksgiving we owe God. Always. It's like the story of a lady who, you know, always thanked God on her front porch. She would go out to her front porch and she look at the heaven and she said, "Thank you, God, for all the blessings." And next door to her lived an atheist who was so bothered by her praying in public, you know, thanking God in public. So one time and the lady was a very poor lady, so she would go to the church and ask for, you know, help at St. Vincent de Paul with food and things like this. So she was living day by day, but yet she was so thankful to God that she would go out in the front porch and thank God publicly. And the atheist thought, gosh, I'm going to teach her a lesson. So one day atheist went to the market and bought a bag of good food and stuff and put it in front of her porch and waited for it. And a lady came out, she saw the bag and she grabbed it and she looked at the heaven and said, "Thank you, God, thank you for the food." And the atheist laughed and said, "Ha, see, that's no God. It was me who brought that food and put it in your front porch." And the lady looked at the heaven and said, "Oh God, I thank you so much for giving this food. And even more than that, you made an atheist pay for it." This is what we owe to God. Thankfulness. All the time. Give to God what belongs to God. The third category of all things that belonging to God is trust. That we owe it to God to trust Him. And this is why it's so offensive. You know, He wants us to trust Him, and that's why He doesn't give us the knowledge of the future, you see. The future is beyond us, and we have to trust that God is there and He's going to care for us and somehow, you know, provide for us. And we must trust in that. And that's why it's offensive to God to go to a fortune teller, you know, and ask about the future and all of this. When I was young, my Buddhist mom took me to a fortune teller. And of course, the fortune teller, you know, they charlatans anyway, you're wasting your money. My mom asked the fortune teller, you know, what's his future like? And the fortune teller said, "Well, he is going to have a wife and four children. And his wife is going to die, and he's going to have a second wife, and they're going to have four more children." Wrong. Fortune tellers know nothing. They lie. They read your body language, and they tell you what you want to hear. We must trust in God. I had a friend who lost his job, and he started to go to a daily mass. And he said to me, "Father, I lost my job, and it's very worrisome, obviously, you know, taking care of my family, and I don't have a job." So I said, "Good, I see that you're going to daily mass. Keep going, keep praying. God will provide for you. Trust in God." "Yes, Father." Kept going to mass. And after 8 months, I believe it was, almost a year, he got a job. He came into my office. He said, "Father, I've learned my lesson to trust in God, because during those 8 months, because my job required me to stand all day long, and I started to develop this pain in my hip, and I had no time to take care of it. I just had to, you know, bite my teeth and just kind of do the work. And I was really getting exhausted without realizing, because I was just doing my work. After I was laid off, I had a chance to rest my hip. I had a chance to go to mass every day. I had a chance to sleep a little more, to rest up my body. I had a chance to communicate more with my wife and my children. And now, after 8 months trusting in God, I have a job that pays me more than I ever have been paid for. It is a job that I've never even thought that I can get. Now I have it because I trusted in God." And so, my brothers and sisters, today we come to Mass. Let us ask the one right question. The right question that the Lord wants us to ask is, "Lord, how do I and my family go to heaven?" The only one question that matters. and he wants us to hear. The answer is, give to God what belongs to God.